This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 640. Today, Melissa asks,
characters are a weakness of mine, and I've never found a good way to lay out a character sheet, or track their growth, or keep track of all the little characters that spring up in my books. And I have a lot, probably 30 to 40 characters per book. Some only have a few sentences, but they still need a name, personality, and description. But I hate stopping, pulling up my character files, and typing it all out, because it ruins my flow. Then, when I'm past it, I forget. Any thoughts? Or a system that works? I'm about to give up and create a character database for each series because sometimes they come back into play two books later.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's actually what I'm doing, what I started doing a while ago, and I'm finally getting back into it because the big series is a bit stalled out from this. I don't do character sheets. I don't track character development or anything like that, but what I do is I put together dossiers for characters in series that are ongoing, that are going to be long, where I can't keep everything in my head. So the characters appear. My least favorite part is naming characters. I find naming to be an unnecessary encumbrance to the creative process, and it pisses me off. Unless I'm in Suave Rob's universe, where all the names come to me easily because they're all alliterative and stupid. So I mean, you know, Singin' Bee, Empress Edith, Dickless Dave, Gigolo Jeff, Suave Rob. There's a formula there, and it's kind of fun.
Only the kids have sensible names like Gel and Run and Dunn.
Well, and Gel's name is Gelin, and he's called Gel because Suave Rob respects his hairdo. So he names him after his favorite styling product. I'm not kidding. That's how it happens.
I know.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't do character sheets. But what I do is when there's a new character that I'm going to want to remember, as opposed to a walk-on, walk-off type of character that is just never going to come back unless they stick in my mind for some reason, I put in a marginal note, an Alt-C or Shift-C or whatever it is. It's like Control-Alt-C or something. Insert the comment, put in the marginal note, series Bible. And that's it. That's all I put in there. And then I go, and then at the end, once everything is done, after I publish even, unless the book is so long that I have to update the series Bible as I go, once the book is done, I pull open the manuscript again, and I go to the wiki. I've installed a wiki. I go to the wiki, and I start updating the character sheets. And I don't just do it for characters, I do it for important locations. I do it for organizations. I do it for vehicles. All the kinds of stuff, the sorts of details that trip continuity nerds up and make them think that I'm lazy, those are the things I do it for. I do have a leg up because I live with a completely insanely borderline obsessive compulsive continuity nerd who initially seduced me by pointing out inconsistencies between Star Trek episodes. So, and she's got a smug cat grin on her face now, which is why we call her Kitty. So I've got someone who reads the books who will trip over those sorts of things and explain to me how I'm destined for the ninth circle of hell for inflicting this kind of psychic pain and torment on my poor readers who are good enough to give me their money and keep us in house and home, and she can't allow this sort of thing to continue. So I know what standard I'm working to here, so anything that I am likely to forget that she is likely to remember goes right into the wiki.
If you want a sample of the kind of thing that he's doing, go to Fandom Wiki and look up any entertainment property that is...
Memory Alpha from Star Trek is... Wikipedia is the same kind of thing that I'm doing. Archivos, which is architected by Dave Robison, who's the voice of Suave Rob, is this kind of thing as well. He actually designed it for role-playing game character sheets and whatnot, but it worked fantastic for series Bibles, so you can... I think there's an open public beta right now. They may even be open for business, but you can check that out at archivos.net, I believe it is, or archivos.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. But yeah, those are the kinds of things that I use. Of course, me being me and having the kind of... You've heard me bitching a lot recently about the about cloud services and social media surveillance, and it's on my mind because I'm writing another Lantham book that's rooted deep in all of that. But I'm interested in that stuff because I used to be a Black Hat hacker, and so I know what can be harvested and how easily and by whom.
He still has the hat.
I'm still wearing the black hat as we speak. But because of that, I really, really like to keep things local and secure, so that's why I've set up a wiki on my machine. But you can get standalone wiki tools for your machine that doesn't require setting up a web server. You can use cloud services like Wikia. There's all sorts of ways you can do it. If you have a web host, frequently web hosts will offer MediaWiki as a free install. And you don't have to install it by hand. They've just got a package where you turn it on, and it's part of the baseline hosting package. And that can work just as well. MediaWiki is what I'm using for mine. It's what Wikipedia is hosted on. So if you've ever edited Wikipedia, you know how to use MediaWiki. Pretty easy to administer, but all of these are really easy to administer. Wikis are fantastic things, and it's a great way to keep a database because it's completely open, and so if it ever goes down or the software ever goes away, migration is trivial to any other new software or platform. So that would be what I recommend. As far as how you integrate it into your workflow, frankly, I wouldn't stop writing to do it. I would either do it end of shift or end of chapter or end of book, whichever works out best for you. But I would not interrupt writing shift. I'd just put a flag in the margin saying this stuff is series Bible content, and then let yourself sort it out when you go back to it, because you'll be able to spot what it is that you need to keep track of and what doesn't matter. So, yeah, that's my advice for what it's worth. Thank you for writing in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.